this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. We will now begin Section 10, Diabetes. Hello, blind diabetes group friends. The first Friday of every month at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Andy Mandel, otherwise known as Mr. Diabetes, will provide a 30-minute training session on how to use the Prodigy Voice Meter. Dial 877-820-7831. Access 879647 # US Med Diabetes DME Medicare Competitive Bid Winner has a new website for the Blind Diabetes Group. Check it out and share it with others. The special phone number just for blind diabetics needing a Prodigy voice meter or supplies is 800-809-3472. Again, the special phone number just for blind diabetics needing a Prodigy voice meter or supplies is 800-809-3472. 7-2. What is diabetes? Most of the food we eat is turned into glucose, blood sugar, for our bodies to use for energy. The pancreas, an organ near the stomach, makes a hormone called insulin to help glucose get into our body cells. When you have diabetes, your body either doesn't make enough insulin or can't use its own insulin very well. This problem causes glucose to build up in your blood. Signs and symptoms of diabetes. You may recall having some of these signs before you found out you had diabetes. Being very thirsty. Urinating a lot, often at night. Having blurry vision from time to time. Feeling very tired much of the time. Losing weight without trying, having very dry skin, having sores that are slow to heal, getting more infections than usual, losing feeling or getting a tingling feeling in the feet, vomiting. Types of diabetes. There are two main types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Another type of diabetes appears during pregnancy in some women. It's called gestational diabetes. See pregnancy, diabetes, and women's health to learn more about this type of diabetes. 1 out of 10 people with diabetes has type 1 diabetes. These people usually find out they have diabetes when they are children or young adults. People with type 1 diabetes must inject insulin every day to live. The pancreas of a person with type 1 makes little or no insulin. Scientists are learning more about what causes the body to attack its own beta cells of the pancreas, an autoimmune process, to stop making insulin in people with certain sets of genes. Most people with diabetes, 9 out of 10, have type 2 diabetes. The pancreas of people with type 2 diabetes keeps making insulin for some time, but the body can't use it very well. Most people with type 2 find out about their diabetes after age 30 or 40. Risk factors. Certain risk factors make people more likely to get type 2 diabetes. Some of these are a family history of diabetes, lack of exercise, weighing too much, being of African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Hispanic or Latino, or Asian Pacific Islander heritage. You can help manage your diabetes by controlling your weight, making healthy food choices, and getting regular physical activity. Ask for help from your healthcare team. Some people with type 2 diabetes may also need to take diabetes pills or insulin shots to help control their diabetes. Some people with diabetes are concerned about their family members getting diabetes. There is a new study that shows that some people may be able to prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. To find out more, talk to your healthcare provider. Visit the CDC/diabetes website at www.cdc.gov/diabetes or call 1-800-CDC-DIAB, which is 232-3422. So again, www.cdc.gov/diabetes, and that's spelled D-I-A, B as in boy, E, T as in Tom, E-S, diabetes, or call 1-800-232-3422, which is CDC DIAB. Controlling your diabetes. There's good news for people with diabetes. Studies show that keeping your blood glucose, also called blood sugar, close to normal helps prevent or delay some diabetes problems. Through careful control, at least half of the expected eye disease, kidney disease, and nerve damage can be prevented or slowed. People who were in the study had type 1 diabetes, but many doctors believe that people who have type 2 diabetes can also benefit by keeping their blood glucose levels closer to normal. You can learn more about diabetes and ways to help you control your blood sugar by calling National Diabetes Education Program. That's N for National, D for Diabetes, E for Education, P for Program, at 1-800-438-5383. That's 1-800-438-5383. And that's the National Diabetes Education Program. Keeping a balance. As the turtle makes steady progress, so too must those with diabetes continue to maintain healthy lifestyles and stick to daily routines that involve regular exercise, good nutrition, glucose monitoring, and regular visits to healthcare providers. To keep your glucose at a healthy level, you need to keep a balance between three important things: what you eat and drink, how much physical activity you do, and talk with your healthcare team about ways to sweeten food and drinks without using sugar. Eye problems. Signs of diabetic eye disease, protecting your sight, discussing your physical activity plan, and treating diabetic eye disease are what will be covered to follow. Diabetic eye disease, also called diabetic retinopathy, is a serious problem that can lead to loss of sight. There's a lot you can do to take charge and prevent such problems. A recent study shows that keeping your blood glucose level closer to normal can prevent or delay the onset of diabetic eye disease. Keeping your blood pressure under control is also important. Finding and treating eye problems early can help save sight. Signs of diabetic eye disease. Since diabetic eye disease may be developing even when your sight is good, regular eye exams are important for finding problems early. Some people may notice signs of vision changes. If you're having trouble reading, if your vision is blurred, or if you're seeing rings around lights, dark spots, or flashing lights, you may have eye problems. Be sure to tell your healthcare team or eye doctor about any eye problems you may have. Protecting your sight. Keep your blood glucose under control. High blood glucose can damage your eyes as time goes by. Work with your healthcare team to keep your glucose levels as close to normal as you can. Keep your blood pressure under control. High blood pressure can damage your eyes. Have your healthcare provider check your blood pressure at least 4 times a year. If your blood pressure is higher than 130 over 80, you may want to buy a blood pressure cuff and check your blood pressure at home. Ask your healthcare provider where you can buy a cuff. Get regular eye exams. Even if you're seeing fine, you need regular, complete eye exams to protect your sight. Ask your healthcare provider to help you find an eye doctor who cares for people with diabetes. Before the exam, a doctor or nurse will put drops in your eyes to dilate the pupils. You should have your eyes dilated and examined once a year. Keep track of these exams by using the record sheets starting on page 101. Even if you've lost your sight from diabetic eye disease, you still need to have regular eye care. If you haven't already had a complete eye exam, you should have one now if any of these conditions apply to you. You've had type 1 diabetes for 5 or more years. You have type 2 diabetes. You're going through puberty and you have diabetes. You're pregnant and you have diabetes. Have a physical activity plan. Physical activity or exercise may help keep some nerves healthy, such as those in your feet. Ask your healthcare team about an activity that is healthy for you. Get tested for nerve damage. Nerve damage can happen slowly. You may not even be aware you're losing feeling in your feet. Ask your healthcare provider to check your feet at each visit. At least once a year, your provider should test how well you can sense temperature, pinprick, vibration, and position in your feet. If you have signs of nerve damage, your provider may want to do more tests. Testing can help your provider know what is wrong and how to treat it. Keep track of your foot exams. For more information on foot care, call the National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse at 1-800-860-8747. Again, for more information on foot care, call the National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse at 1-800-860-8747. Check your feet for changes. If you've lost feeling in your feet, you'll need to take special care of them. Check your feet each day. Wear shoes that fit well. You'll read more about foot care in the next chapter. 9. Foot problems. Nerve damage, circulation problems, and infections can cause serious foot problems for people with diabetes. There's a lot you can do to prevent problems with your feet. Controlling your blood glucose and not smoking or using tobacco can help protect your feet. You can also take some simple safeguards each day to care for and protect your feet. Over half of diabetes-related amputations can be prevented with regular exams and patient education. It's helpful to understand why foot problems happen. Nerve damage can cause you to lose feeling in your feet. Sometimes nerve damage can deform or misshape your feet. causing pressure points that can turn into blisters, sores, or ulcers. Poor circulation can make these injuries slow to heal. Your feet may tingle, burn, or hurt. You may not be able to feel touch, heat, or cold very well. The shape of your feet can change over time. There may even be changes in the color and temperature of your feet. Some people lose hair on their toes, feet, and lower legs. The skin on your feet may be dry and cracked. Toenails may turn thick and yellow. Fungus infections can grow between your toes. Blisters, sores, ulcers, infected corns, and ingrown toenails need to be seen by your healthcare provider or foot doctor, podiatrist, right away. Protecting your feet. Get your healthcare provider to check your feet at least 4 times a year. Ask your healthcare provider to look at your feet at least 4 times a year. As a reminder, take off your shoes and socks when you're in the exam room. Have your sense of feeling and your pulses checked at least once a year. If you have nerve damage, deformed or misshaped feet, or a circulation problem, your feet need special care. Ask your healthcare provider to show you how to care for your feet. Also ask if special shoes would help you. Check your feet each day. You may have serious foot problems, yet feel no pain. Look at your feet every day to see if you have scratches, cracks, cuts, or blisters. Always check between your toes and on the bottoms of your feet. If you can't bend over to see the bottoms of your feet, use a mirror that won't break. If you can't see well, ask a family member or friend to help you. Call your healthcare provider at once if you have a sore on your foot. Sores can grow worse very quickly. Wash your feet daily. Wash your feet every day. Dry them with care, especially between the toes. Don't soak your feet. It can dry out your skin, and dry skin can lead to infections. Rub lotions or cream on the tops and bottoms of your feet, but not between your toes. Moisture between the toes will let germs grow that could cause an infection. Ask your healthcare provider for the name of a good lotion or cream. Trim your toenails carefully. Trim your toenails after you've washed and dried your feet. The nails will be softer and safer to cut. Trim the nails to follow the natural curve of your toes. Don't cut into the corners. Use an emery board to smooth the edges. If you can't see well, or if your nails are thickened or yellowed, get them trimmed by a foot doctor or another healthcare professional. Ask your healthcare provider for the name of a foot doctor. If you see redness around the nails, see your healthcare provider at once. Treat corns and calluses gently. Don't cut corns and calluses. Ask your healthcare provider how to gently use a pumice stone to rub them. Don't use razor blades, corn plasters, or liquid corn or callus removers. They can damage your skin. Protect your feet from heat and cold. Hot water or hot surfaces are a danger to your feet. Before bathing, test the water with a bath thermometer. 90 degrees to 95 degrees Fahrenheit is safe. Or with your elbow. Wear shoes and socks when you walk on the hot surfaces, such as beaches or the pavement around swimming pool. In summer, be sure to use sunscreen on the tops of your feet. You also need to protect your feet from the cold. In winter, wear socks and footwear such as fleece-lined boots to protect your feet. If your feet are cold at night, wear socks. Don't use hot water bottles, heating pads, or electric blankets. They can burn your feet. Don't use strong antiseptic solutions or adhesive tape on your feet. Always wear shoes and socks. Wear shoes and socks at all times. Don't walk barefoot, not even indoors. Wear shoes that fit well and protect your feet. Don't wear shoes that have plastic uppers, and don't wear sandals with thongs between the toes. Ask your healthcare provider what types of shoes are good choices for you. New shoes should be comfortable at the time you buy them. Don't expect them to stretch out. Slowly break in new shoes by wearing them only 1 or 2 hours a day. Always wear socks or stockings with your shoes. Choose socks made of cotton or wool. They help keep your feet dry. Before you put on your shoes each time, look and feel inside them. Check for any loose objects, nail points, torn linings, and rough areas. These can cause injuries. If your shoes aren't smooth inside, wear other shoes. Be physically active. Physical activity can help increase the circulation in your feet. There are many ways you can exercise your feet, even during times you're not able to walk. Ask your healthcare team about things you can do to exercise your feet and legs. For more information on foot care, call the National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse at 1-800-860-8747. That's the National Diabetes Information Clearinghouse at 1-800-860-8747. Dental disease. Because of high blood glucose, people with diabetes are more likely to have problems with their teeth and gums. There's a lot you can do to take charge and prevent these problems. Caring for your teeth and gums every day can help keep them healthy. Keeping your blood glucose under control is also important. Regular, complete dental care helps prevent dental disease. Signs of dental disease: sore, swollen, and red gums that bleed when you brush your teeth are a sign of a dental problem called gingivitis. Another problem, called periodontitis, happens when your gums shrink or pull away from your teeth. Like all infections, dental infections can make your blood glucose go up, preventing dental problems. Keep your blood glucose under control. High blood glucose can cause problems with your teeth and gums. Work with your healthcare team to keep your glucose levels as close to normal as you can. Brush your teeth often. Brush your teeth at least twice a day to prevent gum disease and tooth loss. Be sure to brush before you go to sleep. Use a soft toothbrush and toothpaste with fluoride. To help keep bacteria from growing on your toothbrush, rinse it after each brushing and store it upright with the bristles at the top. Get a new toothbrush at least every 3 months. Okay, know the facts about high and low blood sugar. It is important to recognize changes in blood sugar when you have diabetes. The American Diabetic Association, ADA, recommendations for target blood sugar levels in patients with diabetes. According to the ADA, treatment targets for most people with diabetes, pre-meal blood sugar levels should be between 70 and 130 milligrams per deciliter, and post-meal blood sugar levels should be less than 180 milligrams per deciliter. And post-meal measurements should be made 1 to 2 hours after the beginning of a meal. However, target levels may need to be individualized by your healthcare provider. Know when to act to manage blood sugar changes. The following possible symptoms of high blood sugar. All right, some of these symptoms are increased hunger, blurred vision, increased thirst, dry mouth, fatigue, weight loss, dry itchy skin, frequent infections, frequent urination, slow healing cuts or sores, and tingling or numbness in the feet or hands. The causes of high blood sugar are too much food, too little physical activity, too little diabetes medication, other medications, and stress or illness. And finally, treatment. Work with your doctor to adjust your meal plan or physical activity routine. Talk to your doctor about adjusting your medications. If your blood sugar is very high, call your doctor immediately. If you have low blood sugar, there may be no symptoms, so checking blood sugar regularly is important. If you're having frequent highs or lows, talk to your healthcare provider. Treatment changes may be needed. Low blood sugar, anxiety, weakness, confusion, dizziness, fatigue, sleepiness, hunger, nervousness, nightmares, shakiness, sweating. What are the causes of low blood sugar? Too little food, too much physical activity, too much diabetes medication, other medications, and alcohol. How do we treat low blood sugar? Eat 15 to 20 grams of fast-acting carbohydrate contained in foods such as hard candies, not chocolate, 4 ounces or half cup of juice, like orange juice, or regular, not diet, soda, 4 or 5 saltine crackers, wait 15 minutes and check blood sugar again, repeat until blood sugar is within range, and follow up with a snack or meal. So you don't want to be either too high or too low in your blood sugar. All right, let's take a look at 10 healthy snacks for all folks, but particularly those with diabetes. Sun chips, cinnamon roll, thin crisps, Orville Redenbacher Smart Popcorn, Quaker Snack Mix Baked Cheddar, solid white tuna, Starkist, carrots for your lunchbox, Activia Dairy Drink, Strawberry, Planters Dark Chocolate Forest Blend, Apricots, Sun-Made Dip in Your Yogurt, Dannon Activia Light Non-Fat Yogurt. All right, and the next thing, let's look at some foods. Non-starchy vegetables. The best choices are fresh, frozen, and canned vegetables, and vegetable juices without added sodium, fat, or sugar, such as asparagus, green beans, carrots, cabbage, eggplant, cauliflower, broccoli, mushrooms, tomatoes, spinach, onion, peppers. If using canned veggies, drain and rinse them with water to wash away about 40% of the sodium. Fruit. The best choices are fresh as always, or frozen, and third, canned. Fruits without added sugars, such as apple, blueberries, orange, grapefruit, grapes, peaches, pear, plums, cherries. If you use canned fruit in syrup, drain and rinse the fruit with water to wash away the extra syrup. Milk. The best choices are non-fat and low-fat milk, and yogurt without added sugars, such as fat-free or low-fat milk, 1%, unflavored soy milk, plain non-fat yogurt, and light yogurt. Go easy. Avoid regular soda, fruit punch, sweet tea, and other sugar-sweetened drinks. Choose water and calorie-free drinks instead. Cut back on high-calorie snack foods and desserts like chips, cookies, cakes, and ice cream. Replace, quote, bad fats from fatty meats, full-fat dairy, lard, butter, and sour cream with good fats. Grains and starchy vegetables. The best choices are whole grain foods, dried beans, peas, and lentils, and starchy vegetables without added fats, sugars, or sodium. Best choices of whole grain foods? Look for cereals, breads, and grains with these whole grains as the first ingredient. Whole wheat flour, whole oats or oatmeal, whole grain corn or cornmeal, popcorn, brown rice, whole grain rye, whole grain barley, wild rice, buckwheat or buckwheat flour, triticale, bulgur, which is cracked wheat, millet, quinoa, sorghum. Choose cereals with at least 3 grams of fiber and less than 6 grams of sugar per serving. Best choices of legumes and lentils. Beans such as black, pinto, and kidney beans. Lentils and dried peas. Fat-free refried beans and vegetarian baked beans. Best choices of starchy vegetables. Acorn squash, butternut squash, green peas, corn, parsnip, pumpkin, sweet potato, plantain. Meat and meat substitutes. The best choices are plant-based protein lean meats, such as dried beans and lentils, nuts and seeds, fish and seafood, chicken, turkey and duck, buffalo, rabbit and venison, lean cuts of beef, lamb, and pork, such as rump roast, round, sirloin, T-bone steaks, tenderloin, cheeses, hot dog, and processed meats of fat or less per ounce, egg substitutes, and egg whites. A great protein choice? Dried beans, lentils, nuts, soy-based nuggets. Examples of plant-based protein foods. Use these instead of beef, poultry, or fish. Fats. Best choices or good fats are unsaturated, omega-3, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated fats, such as avocado, olives, and seeds, such as flax or sesame. Nuts, such as almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, peanuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios. Vegetable oils, such as olive, canola, safflower, soybean, and sunflower. Salad dressings and mayonnaise, trans-free margarine. Omega-3 fatty acids are good for your heart. When picking your fat sources, consider albacore tuna, mackerel, halibut, herring, sardines, and trout. Also flax seeds and English walnuts. Idaho plate method breakfast. Egg-shaped. The bottom half you want to leave empty. Draw a line straight in the middle. On the left portion of it, so it's one quarter of the plate, put a starch, and on the right quarter of it, put a protein. On the right, you're going to have your milk. And on the left, close to the starch, you're going to have your fruit. More and more people are overweight or obese. Being overweight raises your risk for type 2 diabetes. The good news is that losing a small amount of weight can lower your risk. If you have diabetes and are overweight, losing weight can help lower your blood glucose levels. If you are trying to lose weight, calories count. That doesn't mean you have to cut out your favorite foods, but it is a good idea to reduce your serving sizes. This is called portion control. You can include your favorite foods in a healthy meal and still lose weight. Even a small weight loss helps. Even a small weight loss can be a big boost to your health. For example, if you lose just 10 pounds and get 30 minutes of exercise a day, you can lower your chance of developing diabetes by more than half. What should I eat? If you have diabetes, it's a good idea to work with your healthcare team to develop a meal plan that is right for you. A meal plan will help guide what you eat. Here are a few tips to get you started. Eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. Include a variety of colors like green, yellow, orange, red. Aim for 6 servings of breads, cereals, and starchy vegetables. Starchy vegetables include peas, corn, potatoes, and dried beans such as pinto or kidney beans. Choose 2 to 3 servings of low-fat dairy products like skim or 1% milk or non-fat yogurt. Choose lean meats, chicken, and fish. Pick meats without visible fat and remove skin from chicken and other poultry. Try to include 2 to 3 servings of fish a week and avoid fried meats. Cut back on sweets and desserts. Most desserts are high in calories and do not contain many vitamins and minerals. So how much a serving of fresh fruit or vegetables equals 1 cup? A serving of canned fruit or cooked vegetables equals 1/2 cup. A serving of starchy vegetables or dried beans is 1/2 cup. Bread, a serving of bread is 1 slice. A serving of dry cereal, 3/4 cup. A serving of cooked cereal, 1/2 cup. A serving of rice or pasta, 1/3 cup. A serving of dairy products, 1 cup. A serving of lean meats, chicken, and fish, 3 ounces. A serving of oil, margarine, or butter, 1 teaspoon. Okay, here are some tips for portion sizes. This 1/2 cup serving of canned fruit, vegetables, or potatoes looks like 1/2 tennis ball sitting on your plate. 3 ounces of meat, fish, or chicken is about the size of a deck of playing cards or the palm of your hand. A 1 ounce serving of cheese is about the size of your thumb. And a 1 cup serving of milk, yogurt, or fresh greens is about the size of your fist. 1 teaspoon of oil is about the size of your thumb tip. Remember the 5 C's of foot care. 1, and these are prepared especially for persons with diabetes. Clean and check feet daily. Wash with warm, not hot, just warm water. Pat dry. Check all over for blisters, corns, calluses, scratches. 2. Condition. Use a moisturizer or cream daily. Choose one without perfume or alcohol. 3. Care. Clip nails straight across with a slight curve at the corners. Let your doctor or foot doctor take care of calluses. 4. Cover. Always wear shoes, sneakers, or slippers to protect your feet. Make sure they fit correctly and don't rub or scratch. Cotton socks let your feet breathe. 5. Use caution and call. Be careful. Walk in good light. Take care in slippery places. Call your doctor if you have pain, swelling, soreness, any change in your feet. So what are those 5 C's of foot care? Clean, condition, care, cover, and use caution and call. Keep your feet healthy to keep them working for you. Foot care don'ts. Don't soak or scrub feet. Don't use drying medicines like iodine or medicated corn pads. Don't try to trim calluses, corns, or ingrown toenails yourself. Don't go barefoot ever. And there's a picture of a guy ready to step on a nail that's sticking up. 5th one, don't wear tight shoes, socks, or garters. And finally, don't ignore any foot or leg problems. Even small ones can get serious. Keep your feet healthy to keep them working for you. All right, diabetic foot care from the Raleigh Foot and Ankle Center, your home for advanced care and optimal results. And this is on Millbrook Road. A cause for concern. Diabetes is the number one cause of non-traumatic amputations in the county. Most all diabetics will have to deal with some problems or concerns with their feet sometime in their lives. There are two separate causes for foot problems. One is nerve damage, neuropathy. The other is loss of circulation, ischemia. Nerve damage causes loss of feeling in the foot, toe deformities, collapse of the arch, and dry skin. These can lead to foot ulcers and infections, which in turn can lead to gangrene and amputations. Good foot care, however, can usually prevent ulcers and infections from developing. Loss of circulation is more difficult to treat. Sometimes surgery and amputations are unavoidable. Good foot care, however, will often delay the need for amputation. Daily feet checkups. Use your eyes to check for problems when feeling is lost in the feet. If your vision is impaired, have a family member help you. Check your feet every day for blisters, cuts, scratches, nail problems. Use a mirror to see the bottoms of your feet. The extra time it takes to do this is well worth it. Check your shoes every day for foreign objects and rough spots that could cause sores. Turn the shoes over and shake them out. Wash your feet every day. If you have dry skin, use a small amount of moisturizer on the surface of your foot. Keep the skin dry between the toes. Avoid excessive use of alcohol. Make sure your shoes and socks are not tight on your feet. Shoes should have extra room in the toe box and a soft upper material that can breathe. Rotate your shoes and do not wear new shoes more than a few hours at a time. If you have fitting problems, ask about accommodative insoles and shoes. Don't walk barefoot. You could injure your foot on sharp objects or rough surfaces without knowing it. Don't use heat on your feet. You can cause a burn. Don't soak in hot water. Don't use a heating pad. Wear socks to keep feet warm at night. Don't use chemicals or sharp instruments to trim calluses or corns. Small cuts and blisters can become infected. Don't cut into the corners when trimming nails. Don't use tobacco. It impairs circulation in the feet. Hypoglycemia or low blood glucose. The causes of hypoglycemia are too little food, too much insulin or diabetes medicine, or extra activity. The onset may be sudden or it may progress to insulin shock. The symptoms: shaking, fast heartbeat, sweating, dizziness, anxious, so anxiety, hunger, impaired vision, weakness, fatigue, headache, irritable. What can you do? Drink half glass of juice or regular soft drink, or one glass of milk, or eat some soft candies, but not chocolate. Within 20 minutes after treatment, test your blood sugar. If symptoms don't stop, call your doctor. Then eat a light snack, half a peanut butter or meat sandwich, and half glass of milk. Hyperglycemic. That means high blood glucose. The causes of hyperglycemia are too much food, too little insulin or diabetes medicine, illness or stress. Onset could be gradual, may progress to diabetic coma. Your symptoms: extreme thirst, frequent urination, dry skin, hunger, blurred vision, drowsiness, decreased healing. What can you do? Test your blood sugar. If your blood sugar is over 200 milligrams per deciliter for several tests or for 2 days, call your doctor. Resources here: diabetic supplies through Prodigy. They are free with Medicare. glucometers, and other devices, call 1-800-243-2636. That's 1-800-243-2636. Shoes through Dr. Comfort, 1-800-503-7808. Dr. Comfort, 1-800-503-7808. Or go to www.wellnesslifesystems.com. Liberty, diabetic testing supplies, insulin pumps, insulin and syringes, prescription medications with free delivery. Go to www.libertymedical.com. LibertyMedical.com or call 1-800-633-2001, 1-800-633-2001 or 1-877-828-2455, 1-877-828-2455. NovoLog FlexPen. Go to www.novolog.com, 1-800-727-6500, 1-800-727-6500. Diabetic footwear locations, Raleigh Prosthetic and Orthotic Clinic. Again, that's Raleigh Prosthetic and Orthotic Clinic, 919-821-5221. Again, 919-821-5221. And Carolina Diabetic Supply at 1-800-575-2291, 1-800-575-2291. And that's Carolina Diabetic Supply. There are some free clinics for uninsured and people in extreme poverty. That's at www.ncfreeclinics.org. There's the Raleigh Rescue Mission Clinic from 8 to 3 p.m. Monday through Fridays at 828-9014. The Urban Ministries Open Door Clinic Monday and Wednesdays 9 to 9. There is SHIP, S-H-I-I-P, Senior Health Insurance Information Program. Accurate and impartial information to help understand your Medicare benefits. 1-800-443-9254. That's 1-800-443-9254 or www.ncshiip.com. The American Diabetes Association, or ADA, identify physicians and education programs close to your area. Call 1-888-342-2383. That, again, is American Diabetes Association, 1-888-342-2383. Or go to www.diabetes.org/ERP. maine.diabetes.org/stepoutnorthhills. CAR Drug Diabetes Education Programs, 535-0091 on Buck Jones Road in Raleigh, or CAR Drug Diabetes Education Program on Six Forks Road is 534-1393. Wake Med Adult Diabetes Management Program, call 350-7409. Diabetes Treatment Center at Duke Raleigh Hospital, 934-3616. Recreation and Fitness Opportunities, Raleigh Parks and Recreation VIP Program is one. Another one, Wake County VIP Support Group. TRRS features aerobic activity and cooking lessons. Walkathon with ADA. How to order, get a talking pedometer. Visit Weight Loss Matters online at diabetes.org/WLM. And finally, resources for seniors, senior centers. All right, so those are recreation and fitness opportunities. And I'm going to tell you the WakeMed Adult Diabetes Management Program phone number one more time. That's 350-7409. And the Diabetes Treatment Center at Duke Raleigh Hospital, 934-3616.